Fantasy 120 on 107.5 The Game, podcasting the AFC East. Don't forget, Fantasy 120 airs each Sunday morning, NFL Sunday morning, from 10 a.m. until noon here on 107.5 The Game. I am Tim Daly, joined by Chase Daniels, starting with the AFC East. And we will start with the Buffalo Bills, 8-8, all even Stevens last year for these Bills. You know, you look at the offense for this year. We'll start with the offensive line. I have a confidence in the offensive line. John Miller, I know he dealt with a lot of, I think it was a high ankle sprain last year, so they'd be good to keep him healthy. Eric Wood, definitely dependable. Richie Incognito, they gave Cordy Glenn $65 million, so he has 65 million reasons to play well there on this offensive line. I like this offensive line. I think it will provide Tyrod Taylor and the bunch there, LeSean McCoy, room to run. LeSean McCoy, that is, and I think give Tyrod Taylor to try to make some good decisions behind this offensive line.
Yeah, and making good decisions is what he did last year, Tim. He was 63% accurate, 6 interceptions. He has the guys to throw the ball to. He's athletic, and that offensive line protects very well. I think that bodes well for the likes of Sammy Watkins, Charles Clay, and, of course, I think LeSean McCoy, especially with Carlos Williams coming in, extremely overweight.
Yeah, I think he's suspended now for first few games there, yeah.
So that bodes well for LeSean McCoy. There's going to be a lot more opportunity for him early on.
Yeah, and I saw, too, where Tyrod Taylor, the lowest paid QB2 in the league. Speaking of Sammy Watkins, of course, hopefully his health is on par where it needs to be. 40% Tyrod's passing yards came courtesy of Sammy Watkins there. Looking over at the defense, I love the secondary here for this defense. Bring over Sterling Moore from Tampa Bay. Of course, you still have Ronald Darby there. Stephon Gilmore along with Sterling Moore. Aaron Williams, I know he dealt with his neck injury last year. Keeping him healthy, that would be good too. They have the stud Marshall Darius on this defense too. Shaq Lawson, he's going to be lost for some time as well. It looks like, I guess, possibly with his shoulder injury too. So when I look at this defense, loving the secondary, the numbers from last year, 17th most running backs, really middle of the pack there, 15th most QBs, 30 TDs, 17 picks. I think the secondary is good for this defense.
I do too, and I think they'll actually be better than last year. I love the secondary. It's the rest of the defense I'm not too fond of.
Looking at the schedule, at Baltimore, home for the Jets, home for the Cardinals, at Patriots, so they'll get a Brady-less Patriot game, which they could give them a good game there. At Rams, back home for San Fran, then at Dolphins, back home again for the Patriots. And then at Seahawks. So we'll see if the Bills get off the ground here. They have a good offensive line. We'll see if they're able to, if Tyrod Taylor can get better as he moves on into the new year here. The Dolphins up next, 6-10 last year. This Dolphins team, and you just talk about injuries, you know, Brandon Albert is one, definitely has a lot of injuries, tends to attract injuries on this offensive line for the Dolphins. Laremy Tunsil. Of course, the debacle there with him. He's on this team now, so we'll see how he performs as an NFL player. And Pouncey there at center. Also, they added Jermon Bushrod over from the Bears too. Arian Foster, maybe he's a benefit of, again, I think on paper, this offensive line, I think, is fairly decent. And we'll see if they actually can go out there and make the holes there for Foster, provide Tannehill with time to throw the ball too for this offense, and to see how the Dolphins can go this year.
Yeah, I think my biggest question is Adam Gase, is he going to have Ryan Tannehill where he needs to be? This is a guy that's had a lot of opportunity, and every year you have high hopes for him, but he just never seems to pan out as a top-tier quarterback. And Adam Gase has been known as a quarterback-friendly coach here, and he's the head coach now, so we'll see what he can do with Ryan Tannehill. I like the offensive line. Should give him opportunity to throw, whether Jay Ajayi or Arian Foster, whichever one it becomes, is the lead back, so to speak.
Or tandem maybe there, yeah.
I think there's some fantasy production at the running back position as well.
Yeah, Devontae Parker, Jarvis Landry, some of the receivers here. You know, and Jordan Cameron, what a bust last year. I mean, this was got a lot of people drafted and just really did nothing last year. And, you know, looking at this year, I mean, I'm certainly not going to go in his ballpark.
Yeah, only 35 catches last year. All the targets were going to Jarvis Landry. Devonta Parker had a nice stretch there at the end. Those are guys I'm definitely looking at. I think Jarvis Landry, and especially in the point per reception format, could really, really be a huge boost to your offensive team.
Hey, looking at the defense, they added Mario Williams over from the Bills. I think he's turning 31, 32-ish. Cameron Wake still on here coming off the ACL. He's 34. Could see if he keeps things strong there. Still got Ngakoue Nkonsu on this team. Kiko Alonso was brought over as well in the trade there with Philly. Byron Maxwell to add to the secondary. You still have Rashad Jones there as well. Also brought over Abdul Kudus as well from the Lions. So looking at the numbers from last year, the most fantasy points to running backs and 14th most to QBs, 31 TDs, 13 picks. I guess they're going to hang their hat on something besides the Dolphins, only KC and Denver were the only other two teams not to give up a rushing TD to a QB, I guess, if you want to hang your hat on that. So when I look at this defense, I think you could see some improvement on this Dolphins defense.
I do think they are a better team than what they performed last year, Tim. Cameron Wake got injured
week seven. Yeah.
Ndamukong Suh he got criticized for being lazy a good bit there.
I wonder why.
But, you know, they have Mario Williams, Earl Mitchell, and even at the linebackers with Kiko Alonso, Ko Amisi, Jalorie Jenkins. You know what? I think this is a streaming defense, and especially if you're in the mindset, hey, I'm going to stream every defense against Cleveland. You know, this would be a great team in week three.
Yeah, looking at the schedule, at Seahawks, at Patriots, home for the Browns, at Bengals there. So that's, you know, to start the year off at the Seahawks, not going to be probably the best experience there going to Seattle there to start the season. On now to the Patriots, winners of 12 games last year. And when we start, of course, the big news would be Tom Brady. Likely not going to play or not going to play the first four games of Garoppolo coming in there. So this Patriot team will be without Tom Brady the first four games. And you look at the offensive line, really a lot of injuries. Nate Solder, torn bicep. Brian Stork there had the concussion. I think he only played like eight or nine games. Raymond Jonathan Cooper over from Arizona. Vollmer had the knee sprain. So I think if these guys can just stay healthy, this offensive line will be able to do what this team needs it to do.
Yeah, I will be interested in seeing how they handle that in the first 4 weeks of the season. To me, Tom Brady is one of those rare quarterbacks that make things happen and make offensive lines look great. But when Jimmy Garoppolo is in there, I do think that this team's going to tail a bit on the first four games, especially in offensive production.
Mm-hmm.
However, when Brady comes back, he should kick start it. And I think offensively, you don't have anything to worry about. I love the fact that they brought in Martellus Bennett to anchor that line. I think he not only can he pass protect, but he can also catch the ball very well.
Yeah.
And we wondered a few years ago, could they have someone to fill in as an Aaron Hernandez type? We now have somebody with a very good skill set at catching the ball, and he could very well fill in and get you six to eight touchdowns.
Yeah, and possibly stay out of jail, too. That would be great. All right, looking at the defense, trading away Chandler Jones, thinking about pressure on the QB, Jabal Sheard on this defense as well, Jamie Collins, they brought in Chris Long, still got Dante Hightower on this team, Jared Mayo retired, probably, I guess, a good get for the Patriots, Terrence Knighton over from the Redskins. He's good at stuffing the run. Keem Nicks gone from this team. He's with the Bears. Dominic Easley, of course, I believe they released him from this team as well, so he's no longer on the team. Malcolm Butler there with the cornerbacks, Devin McCourty and Patrick Chung playing decent there for the Patriots. So you look at this defense, I think it's still a competitive defense. The numbers from last year, sixth fewest running backs, 17th most to QBs.
Yeah, I do think they're going to be competitive, especially after Tom Brady gets in there. Then that's when I would be more interested in using them as a fantasy option. It's just because I know they can score, and they can score fast when Tom Brady is quarterback. We've seen it happen in years past. That's when this defense becomes very dangerous.
Yeah, at the Cardinals, they start off. So week one, you know, could be a tough week there. Week two, home game with Miami, then Houston, Buffalo there. So three straight home games there for the Patriots. So we'll see how the first four games go there for the Patriots. Wrapping up the AFC East, the Jets, 10-6 last year as they look for the new year here. Matt Forte, Kyrie Robinson, the new bloods here in town for this team, the pair up there with Bilal Powell. You know, you look at the QB situation, Fitzpatrick, Geno Smith, Christian Hackenberg, Bryce Petty, whoever wins, I think we all lose.
Yeah, well, because especially with Ryan Fitzpatrick not showing up yet.
Yeah, as a recording of this, we don't really know what's going to go down with him. I think really the Jets are the only place he could go.
Yeah.
We will see. But, you know, a QB issue here for the Jets.
Yeah, without Ryan Fitzpatrick there, I do think that this is a backseat offense. I like what Ryan Fitzpatrick was able to do there last year, especially with those wide receivers.
Yeah, they
felt very comfortable with him. I don't know if they're going to have that type of rapport with Geno Smith. Haven't seen it yet. Matt Forte is a great addition. He can bring a lot of new, or not a lot of, but a new aspect to that offense. Unfortunately, with Geno Smith there, I don't see too many defenses from that line. I think they're going to crowd it.
Yeah, Nick Mangold on this offensive line. So I like the offensive line. James Carpenter, they're bringing Ryan Clady there from the Broncos. Of course, he tends to be injured. He could be getting injured as we speak. But I like the offensive line for this. Generally, they do have a decent offensive line anyway. Looking at the defense, probably a big departure in the offseason. Damon Harrison there left for the Giant. Definitely a big run stuffer there for this Jet defense. They replace him with Steve McClendon from the Steelers, if you call that a replacement there. But still, I mean, you have Muhammad Wilkerson, Sheldon Richardson, I believe, spent it for the opener there. You still have some good, you know, beefy defensive line players here. They pick up Ohio State's Darren Lee as well. As far as secondary goes, Darrell Revis, at some point, I would imagine he starts declining as far as his play, but he is still on this defense. Buster Skrine on this defense too. D. Milliner, Marcus Williams, Calvin Pryor's not bad. Marcus Gilchrist. So when you look at this defense, I think you still consider this a competitive defense. A defense you probably could play multiple weeks.
I do think so. I think this is a strong defense and definitely one to look at, especially if you're one of those individuals that would rather get your sleeper picks late in the rounds and wait till the last round to pick your defense. This could be your defense.
Yeah, second fewest running backs, only two rushing TDs last year. Well, I'm anxious to see that number with Harrison out of the fold here for this defense. 10th fewest to QBs, 23 TDs allowed, 18 picks. But when you look at the schedule, Chase, week one, home game against the Bengals, at Buffalo, at KC, back home for the Seahawks, at Pitt, at Cardinals, before you come home week seven, the Ravens. Where do you win in there before week seven? I mean, if you think you'll win against Baltimore, I mean, you know, with the situation of the QB, I mean, you look at this team, you know, maybe you win week two against the Bills, but you possibly, by week seven, could maybe have only one or two wins.
Yeah, this is one of the tougher schedules in football.
It is definitely. So keep that in mind as you are thinking about drafting a Jet. That wraps up the AFC East. Don't forget, Fantasy 120 airs each NFL Sunday morning from 10 a.m. until noon here on 107.5 The Game.